The full-time whistle has gone here at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, and Setanta have retained their title. It's back-to-back titles and a 16th senior hurling title for the men from the Cross as they've won through here 2-19 to 2-13 on the scoreboard. It was a six-point game, but really it could have been a bigger margin only for a late flurry by St. Unan's in the final quarter. Well, at half-time, Setanta were cruising. They were leading by 1-13 to 5 points, and there was a real sucker punch for St. Unan's early in the game as the holders had a goal with Mark Devine in the second minute, and really from that Setanta didn't look back. The likes of Davin Flynn scored 2 points in that opening half, Jared Gilmore scored 4, and Declan Coulter scored 4 as well. The likes of Danny Cullen, Bernard Lafferty also getting in on the act, and not forgetting about Richard Key as well. They were really in cruise control at the break. 1-13 to 5 was the score, and it was an 11 point advantage. They hit the first score of the opening half through Davin Flynn to make it 1-14 for Setanta. Four unanswered scores then came from St. Unan's as they tried to find a bit of rhythm. Kevin Keeley, O'Grady with 2, which brought his tally at that stage to 6 points. And Ryan Hulferty, who scored again for St. Unan's. Hulferty with 2 clinkers of points for them, one in the first half and one in the second half. But just as Unans were getting a bit of momentum, we had that second goal for Setanta coming from Josh McGee, and the score of the first, Mark Devine, was involved in that as well, as Davin Flynn also had a point. So a goal and a point in quick succession really put an end to the charge by St. Unans. Between that and the 16th minute, Setanta took control of things again, with Davin Flynn hitting 3 unanswered scores and Coulter getting in with another point too. With 10 minutes to go, it was 2-18 to 10 points, and Setanta with a big lead. And the management made a number of changes towards the end of the game, as St. Unan's scored 2 goals. Kevin Keeley getting 2 of those. Conor O'Grady brought his tally to 8 points. But Davin Flynn was the man of the match, and he scored 7 points today for Setanta as they won through by 6 points, retaining their title 2-19 to 13 points. Mickey McCann was on co-commentary for Highland Radio Saturday Sport today. A deserving one in the end for Setanta. Yes, Unan's will be disappointed. Maybe the scoreboard doesn't suggest the game was closer than what it was, but Setanta certainly deserving champions once again.
Yeah, Setanta were much far better team today, Oisín, and to be fair to Unans, they battled to the end and brought back the 6 points, but Setanta never looked in any trouble today at all, Oisín, and from the first 5 minutes they're deserving winners, and a lot of the outstanding performers were on the Setanta team, you know, and you've got, say, Sean McVeigh and Cormac Finn and Conor Grady were battled well, and Ryan Hulferty for Unans, but the majority of men on the Setanta team, you know, and deserve it wonders. It's going to take a hard team to beat, you know.
Yeah, and Davin Flynn, deserving man of the match as well.
Well, 6 points from play, actually a big return, and 7 in total, and look, anything he touches from whatever angles, and Brian Mack is no easy defender to have on you, but look, probably the outstanding forward they had today was Davin, and Jared Gilmore was decent, and Danny had a good game, and to be said, the goalkeeper had a few good saves at Tanta, but Davin, much man of the match, all right.